You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So Monday night, my wife came home from work. Well, she had stopped at the eye doctor before she came home, and she said, "I'm trying not to freak out right now." I said, "Why? What happened?" She's like, "Well, I was at the eye doctor, and they're doing all the tests on her, taking a look at her eyes, and she wears contacts. So she had to pop out her contacts so they could do the puff test, the poof, which everybody, yeah, you know, freaks out at. So she took her contacts out, put them in their little contact tray next to the puff machine, and then the eye doctor takes them. Does the rest of her exam, wrapping things up, and the eye doctor's like, "All right, here, let me go get your contacts." She goes and gets them, brings them back to the office, and she's like, "Here, pop these back in, you're all done." So Nicole grabs the contacts, puts one in her eye, and she's like, "Man, my eyes are just still really blurry." And she thought she dropped the contact. Like, she didn't get it in and it fell on the floor. So her and the doctor are on the ground, like, looking for the contact. She's like, "I just can't see." So she grabbed the other one and popped it in, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, I think I did it again. Did I drop both of them? I cannot see. It's so blurry." And so they're both like looking for these contacts on the floor. The doctor's like, "Let me just go get you a fresh pair so you can see and we can find these." So she gets a fresh pair of contacts.
Okay.
Nicole pops those into her eyes. She's like, "So what did you do to my eyes? I can't see.
Oh my God.
Turns out the eye doctor brought in somebody else's contacts to begin with.
So they weren't on the floor.
They were not on the floor. They were, in fact, in Nicole's eyes. They just were the wrong prescription.
And formerly in somebody else's eyes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So they brought in the wrong pair of contacts, and Nicole popped them into it. It's total stranger's contacts in her eyes. And then on top of that, she put another pair of fresh contacts.
She sealed them in.
She's two layers in her eyeball of foreign material.
When they finally figured it out, Nicole was like, "You know, like, what do I say?" And she's like, "I hope I don't get pink eye." And the doctor's like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
So she came home and was talking to me. She's like, "What do I do? Like, I want to wash my eyes out with soap right now. I'd rather brush my teeth with somebody else's toothbrush than put somebody else's contacts in my eyes."
After you told the story, I was thinking about what this might be similar to. The idea of such an intimate thing of contacts that have been on a stranger's eyeballs. And listen, I recognize that probably 30-40% of our listeners see no problem with this whatsoever. The rest of us are going,
"That's disgusting."
To me, it would almost be like if you accidentally put on somebody else's underwear.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, you know, right.
After swimming.
Right. You put on somebody else's used underwear.
But they'd have to be wet too, I think.
Yeah, you put that on and that would be the same feeling to me.
You can't clean your eyes. You want to scratch your eyeballs
forever
out.
Forever unclean.
So the stories this morning are about what gave you the heebie-jeebies. Cindy's going first. Hey, Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So what happened?
Well, I'm a dental hygienist.
Oh, boy.
And
let me just stop you right
here
there.
Here we go.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Wait a minute, Cindy. Here's the thing. I've got a dentist appointment. It's just a cleaning, but I'm going to be seeing a dental hygienist today. So
maybe
I don't want to hear this story.
Yes, you do.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, you do, because you don't have this. This patient of ours, his elderly mother's in a nursing home. He usually goes and takes her to church, which is at the nursing home. But this day, they couldn't find her teeth, her dentures, so he leaves her at home, her room, and goes to church. But while he's there, he notices this other elderly lady who's, like, moving her mouth and chewing around, and it's like her dentures don't fit.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
And sure enough, they were his mother's.
Oh, God.
How do you do that? I mean, are they not tagged somehow?
Yeah, right. Write your name on them.
That's what he wanted out of us. He wanted us to put her name in those dentures somehow so that he knew which ones for her.
Get a Sharpie and write Ethel in there.
Get a big gold tooth so that way they know it's hers.
I remember taking a road trip many years ago, a long road trip, and I stopped at a diner in Dumas, Texas, in the Panhandle of Texas, went into the diner, went in to wash my hands, and sitting on the sink counter there was somebody's dentures.
Oh, goodness.
Where'd they go?
And I thought, they can't be doing a very good job out there with their corn on the cob right now.
Gumming it.
Cindy, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Bye. Have a great day.
It's funny.
Knowing that your teeth have been in somebody else's mouth, heebie freaking jeebies. Hello, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you got for us?
So, I don't know, a little while ago, I was in my bed, you know, at night or in the morning when you're just waking up. And I thought my cat was walking on me so she could lay on my back. And I thought, wait, the cat doesn't have that small of feet. And she doesn't move that fast. So I thought it was a mouse. So I jumped up and screamed as loud as I can and did the heebie-jeebie shakes and everything. And my husband died laughing, picked up the covers, went outside and shook the covers. It was a chipmunk that my cat had picked up and put in my bed. And it crawled up my back onto my neck.
What?
Oh, Alvin!
No way!
That was so creepy. Because, you know, I'm thinking, oh, it's just my cat. She's going to snuggle on me. And then it was up at my neck, and I realized it was not my cat.
That's so weird. What a
cats
weird story.
Cats do like to bring home trophies.
Yeah.
They do. And not kill them. Leave them alive in my house.
Linda, crazy. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
All right, time for one more. It's Carla. Hello, Carla.
Good morning.
Let's hear your heebie-jeebie story.
Oh, I have another dental story. Sorry to creep you out.
No, that's fine.
All right. So the dentist was fixing a crown on my tooth, and there was a gentleman in the chair just right across from me that was also getting a crown fit. And they brought the crown in, and I said, that looks a little big. They put it in my mouth, realized they had put the one from the gentleman in my mouth.
Yeah.
And he's sitting right there. You could
he's
see.
He's sitting
oh my.
Right there. It was so
What
gross.
Did they do? Do they like wash your mouth out or anything? Or
he felt so horrible. Yeah, I got treatment for all sorts of, you know, germs. And oh, yeah, it was bad.
That's gross.
I know.
Take care of your teeth, kids. It's moral of the story.
Carla, have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Appreciate you listening. So, you know, so when Nicole put those contacts in her eye mm-hmm. that had been previously in somebody else's eye, is she concerned about getting some sort of,
yes.
like, hepatitis or
yes.
something like that?
Yes, more me than her. She instantly started, like, texting all of her nurse friends, like, what should I do? Do I need to get tested? I'm
Can
staying away from her.
Can I put hydrogen peroxide in my eyeballs?
Right.
I think it's kind of silly, but I am a pescatarian. I don't eat meat. Seafood's the only thing. And so when we're at the grocery store, I cannot go down the meat aisle. It's just, heebie-jeebies. Gentleman caller has to go down by himself. I'm down in the soup aisle. We go our separate ways.
Because I get it.
And then you just think about like chicken, like dead naked chicken where like it has almost like the little bumps where the feathers were.
Chicken
and it
is
looks
gross.
Like, is it a chicken or is it a human? You don't know.
You know.
You don't know.
Like a really cold human, that pebbly feeling.
Yes.
Look, I'll eat chicken all day long, but I don't want to touch it either.
It's
For me,
gross.
It was just not long ago in one of those pack and ship places. Mine's a sound heebie-jeebies. Does anybody ever get the
yes.
oh, sure, it's a sound?
Yeah. Nails on a chalkboard.
Exactly. Kind of like that. But I was in one of those packing places and the person in line in front of me was having something packed, and the person who worked at the pack and ship place was helping them, but they had grabbed a whole bunch of that styrofoam stuff and
yeah.
they were squeezing it here and bending it here and doing it here, and neither of them
the
had any problem, and I had to eventually, because they would not stop, and it was squeak this styrofoam here, so finally I had to walk outside. I had to go wait outside because
makes the little hairs on your neck stand up, huh?
Just describing it for some of our listeners right now is probably doing the same thing.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.